night.
Lillikalikimaka is the wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Sun will shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikalikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikalikimaka is the thing to say
on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikalikimaka is the wise way
to say Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Real Country, Merry, 1430 Merry, AM Merry Stereo, WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durant.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Former President Bill Clinton has been released from a Washington hospital where he was admitted with a fever yesterday. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
His office says the 78-year-old former president was discharged after being hospitalized overnight. The diagnosis? The flu. A spokesman says Clinton and his family are deeply grateful for the exceptional care he received at Georgetown University Hospital.
A veto of a bill by President Biden deprives President-elect Trump of the opportunity to fill 66 new federal judgeships. It stops a federal court expansion. A snowstorm moving from upstate New York to New England leaves 1 to 6 inches of new snow Christmas Eve. Syria's new leader says he and leaders of other Syrian rebel groups have agreed to consolidate. The Moscow City Court has sentenced a U.S. citizen, Evgeny Spector, to 15 years in maximum security penal colony. Spy charges. This is ABC News. Two chairlifts collided on a Nevada ski slope, sending skiers plummeting 30 feet.
Five people injured at the Heavenly Mountain Resort near Lake Tahoe, three of them plunging 30 feet to the snow below after a ski lift malfunctioned. A chairlift appeared to slide backwards, slamming into the chair behind it. Multiple people were taken to the hospital. A spokesperson for the resort not releasing details, but saying the safety of our guests is our top priority.
ABC's Lionel Moise. Strong waves in the California coast causing part of the Santa Cruz Wharf to collapse into the sea. Two people had to be rescued. Another swam to safety. Santa Cruz resident Chris Hogston.
I've lived here all my life, and so I've seen it where the waves were breaking against the boardwalk. So this isn't that unusual, but the size of the waves or the way they're coming in or something is a little different.
They were renovating that wharf. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle. with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sport Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. With more clouds than sun today, high temperatures will tap 30 degrees. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow, too, with mild highs in the low 30s. Then, fog moves in at night, becoming widespread by Thursday morning and dragging some freezing drizzle with it, all ahead of a wet weekend. Higher work health insurance costs again? Call 1-800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Funeral services for the teacher killed in a school shooting in Madison. 42-year-old Aaron West worked for 4 years as the substitute coordinator at Abundant Life Christian School. West and 14-year-old Abundant Life freshman Ruby Vergara were killed in last week's shooting. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is not overly optimistic about working with Democrats in the chamber. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, the Republican leader called newly elected Assembly Democrats far left and said he believes trying to find consensus in the middle is going to be really hard for them. And $2 million in grants will go toward housing assistance in Wisconsin. More than 50 organizations will get funding from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to improve emergency shelters, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Two people are in custody after a home burglary in the town of Milton. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies responded to the home and, after an investigation, identified two suspects. Last Wednesday, deputies executed a search warrant at a Black River Falls residence and found several stolen items, along with methamphetamine and firearms. 43-year-old Hartland Hunter and 52-year-old Rachel Ligon, both of Black River Falls, were taken into custody and transported back to Buffalo County on charges of burglary and theft. At the time of the burglary, Hunter was under state supervision for felony bail jumping, while Ligon was out on bond from Winona County for drug charges. The Western Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission is conducting a survey on the outdoor needs and preferences of Western Wisconsin residents and visitors. It's hoped the survey will identify popular outdoor activities and destinations, challenges that limit outdoor recreation access, and opportunities for improving recreational facilities and programs. For more information on the survey, just contact the Pepin, Buffalo, Eau Claire, or Dunn County Health Departments. Public health managers in Eau Claire say most of the people in Eau Claire County continue to skip the flu shot. The City County Health Department yesterday said just under 28% of people have received the flu vaccine so far this year. That's down from last year's mark, which was 34%. The Health Department's Christy Polden says people might just be putting off getting the shot. She says some people wait till the flu season is in full effect. Flu season starts in the fall and usually peaks in the winter months when more people are inside. The latest multi-billion dollar ask from state lawmakers comes from child care advocates in Wisconsin. The group Wisconsin Early Childhood Action yesterday joined with a number of other advocacy groups to ask Governor Evers for $2 billion for child care in the next state budget. Evers has said for years he wants to put more money into Wisconsin's child care system. He says without it, many child care centers would close. The advocates said essentially the same thing yesterday. Republican lawmakers say they want to help Wisconsin's parents find good, affordable child care options as well, but they want to open more spots at more centers rather than simply spending more money on what's already available. You're listening to WRDN News.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
High school teachers in western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota will learn the latest advancements in computer science thanks to a $550,000 National Science Foundation grant received by the University of Wisconsin River Falls, Eau Claire, and Stout. Grant funding will allow the three universities to provide training to high school teachers for the next three summers. Teachers will spend 4 weeks at either UW-River Falls or UW-Eau Claire to learn computer science research from faculty at the schools. They'll then spend 3 weeks at UW-Stout to develop curriculum models and conduct educational research, and they'll use that research and curriculum models back at their high schools for students. One person is dead after a one-vehicle accident in Barron County on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, a 44-year-old woman from Downing was traveling westbound on 2 and 3 quarters Avenue when she lost control of the vehicle and it rolled and she was ejected. She was flown to Regents Hospital in St. Paul where she was pronounced dead. That accident remains under investigation. There aren't many details about a deadly weekend stabbing in Hudson. Police yesterday, the stabbing happened Sunday at a house on Orange Street. There was no word about who was stabbed or why. Hudson police simply said the suspect, Jimmy Harriman Jr., was taken into custody and is now facing homicide charges. Hudson police say that investigation continues. Ascension Hospitals say its computer hack exposed the information for over 5.5 million people. The hospital last week said the hack happened in May and affected as many as 5.6 million Ascension and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, however, say just 500 people have reported that their information has been compromised or used. Ascension was hit by a ransomware attack back in May, and it crippled their network for weeks. A report from last week says cyber criminals stole information about both patients and employees. The report says that information included Social Security numbers, birthdays, driver's license numbers, and home addresses. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Christmas traveling in Wisconsin this year will be easier on your wallet. The price tracking website Gas Buddy says nationwide gas prices will be at their lowest point on Christmas Day since 2020. AAA says the average for a gallon of regular gas in Wisconsin, $2.82, with per gallon prices as low as $2.68 in Eau Claire and Buffalo counties here in western Wisconsin, and as high as nearly $3 in southwest Wisconsin. Nearly 2.5 million Wisconsinites are predicted to travel 50 miles or more from home this holiday season, with around 90% driving to their destinations. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. With more clouds than sun today, high temperatures will tap 30 degrees. It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow, too, with mild highs in the low 30s. Then, fog moves in at night, becoming widespread by Thursday morning and dragging some freezing drizzle with it, all ahead of a wet weekend. Higher work health insurance costs again? Call 1-800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
It's better over here!
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Packers clinched a playoff spot with a dominating 34-0 shutout win over the Saints on Monday night at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. The shutout is the first for the Packers in 3 years and the first in the NFL this season. Quarterback Jordan Love on the defense pitching the shutout.
They've been making some big-time plays all year long, but anytime you can hold somebody 0 points is in the National Football League is pretty awesome. So, like offense, I mean, I think they're trending in the right direction and making a lot of big-time plays, and we're going to need a lot more of that next week.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs on securing a playoff spot with a win.
Man, it's kind of hard to put into words, man. It's the main reason why I came here, you know. Just here and seeing that everything is paying off, man, it's been huge. Doing with this group of guys, man, and this team, it just makes it all better. So I'm enjoying the ride.
Packers improved to 11-4. They'll face the Vikings in the Twin Cities on Sunday. That game has been switched from a noon start to a 3:25 kick time. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said there is concern about wide receiver Christian Watson's knee injury that forced him to leave last night's game. The Packers plan to do more testing on Watson today. The Bucks played again without Giannis and Damian Lillard, but cruised to a 112-91 victory over the Bulls in Chicago. Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez both had 21 points each. Bobby Portis added 19 points and 13 rebounds to improve to 16-12 on the season. Middleton says he's starting to really feel good on offense.
I don't want to say it's the best. I don't want to think, you know, this is the best I will be. Hopefully I continue to get better. But it felt good. I mean, I just wanted to be aggressive. When Damian Giannis out, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for me right now. I'm just trying to take advantage of it in the right way.
Bucks are off until Thursday when they host Brooklyn at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, the Phillies added to their pitching staff, signing former Brewer right-hander Joe Ross to a 1-year, $4 million deal. Ross was 3-6 with a 3.77 ERA in 25 games with the Brewers last season. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O Double G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 4 new lines without auto pay above qualified customers with taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
A Christmas decorating contest that got a bit out of hand for Logano. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, start your engines, let's go! Yeah!
So book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. The Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
While the final checkered flag is flown on the 2024 NASCAR season, the season never ends on NASCAR Live Wide Open. This offseason, we will rank MRN's top 10 races of 2024.
He goes below the double yellow line. Checkered flag is out. Harrison Burton gets to the line by half a car length.
Checkered flag is in the air. Cookout Southern 500 win is going to go to Chase Briscoe.
Will your favorite race of the year make the cut? Download new episodes of NASCAR Live Wide Open every Thursday to find out.
Three-time and defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Joey Logano is one of the most competitive drivers in the sport, both on and off the racetrack. And that holds true when it comes to a friendly neighborhood Christmas decorating contest involving an over 30-foot-tall Santa Claus.
Listen, Don Miller, I don't know if you guys know Don Miller, longtime Penske leader. We lived across the street from each other for a while, and it became a Christmas decoration competition. I don't think he said that, and so I won. I did not win when it fell onto the house, and I had to figure out how to get it off the house. It's a real mess.
From everyone at the Motor Racing Network, we wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Handmade clothing is a treasure, especially if the fiber comes from your animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Spin your own yarn with a bit of practice and a couple of tools as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Spinning animal fiber into yarn is an age-old practice. Wool from sheep and alpacas, angora from rabbits, and cashmere from goats can provide clothing for your family or to sell to others. Kathleen Maurer and her husband, Kerry, raise sheep near Stanley, New Mexico, and she is accomplished in fiber arts. She says for someone who wants to learn how to spin, sheep wool is the easiest to start with.
We take it off the sheep, and then we go through a process of washing it.
and then combing. There's two different ways you can kind of prepare it, with wool combs or with wool cards. And then once you get the wool combed or carded, then it's ready to spin.
Maurer says a spindle is an inexpensive tool for beginners learning how to spin. You can find one for about $20. Spinning wheels make the process go faster, but they're much pricier, at hundreds or even thousands of dollars. All you need is a tool to add a twist to the fiber as you pull it out a little bit at a time from a clump of wool. This process is called drafting.
As you pull the fibers out from the supply of wool, they kind of line up. And then you twist them, and that's what forms the yarn. If you want to have a 2-ply or a 3-ply yarn, you ply the yarn, twisting the singles next to each other, going the other direction. And that's what makes a thicker yarn.
Maurer says even though the process is very easy, it's something you have to master with practice. She recommends going to spinning classes or having someone work with you. But once you've got it down, sky's the limit on what you can create. Learn more about making your own yarn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Coming soon, it's Holiday Wars.
Honey, do your parents have to stay here?
A family at a breaking point.
That's my food! Ugh.
Battle lines were drawn.
But you love Aunt Marnie.
Suddenly, Prime Video appeared. Enter new holiday hits like Red One and Candy Cane Lane on Prime. Movies like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street to rent or buy. The chaos silenced.
That was fun. Can your parents leave now?
Come together at the holidays with Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
28 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets on WRDN. January milk down 3 on the day to 1968. February up 16 to 1977. March up 19 to 1974. April up 11 to 1947. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down 1.25 to 174. 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 186. 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3.25 to 258, 2 trades on the day. Grady nonfat dry milk steady at 139.25, no trades. Dry whey steady at 74, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were relatively quiet today, as the market pretty much had a half-hearted Christmas Eve type of trade as the market continues to dance around the 40-day moving average on the live cattle side. Again, feeder cattle markets really was pretty much a slow day due to the Christmas Day holiday. The feeder cattle complex is chopping sideways until after the new year, it looks like. Hog markets mostly lowers. It suffered from a lighthearted interest from the traders today. Following yesterday's mixed quarterly hogs and pigs report, the lean hog complex could see little trader interest throughout the rest of the week. December live cattle down 12 cents to 190.85. February up 2 cents to 187.47. April down 2 cents to 189.67. January feeder cattle down 35 cents to 256.25. March down 60 cents to 255.40. April down 47 cents to 256.30. February hogs up 5 cents to 84.42. April down 47 cents to 89.15. May down 7 cents to 93.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade today, corn markets were relatively flat today, as the trade is pretty much going to stay sideways here with the Christmas break happening. Soybean futures are mostly higher, really quietly range-bound as expected. With meal leading the product complex mostly higher. South America's weather will continue their current pattern that they've had. Wheat futures were mostly lower. The trade headed towards Christmas, just below nearby resistance levels, as the trade gave back some of the Monday's gains. MATIF wheat prices were also easing today as well. March corn up 1/4 to 448. May up 3/4 to 454 1/4. July up 1 to 456 3/4. New crop down 1/4 to 437. January and March beans up 4 3/4. January 974 1/4. March at 980 1/4. May up 5 to 989. New crop up 5 3/4 to 992 3/4. January soybean meal up 290 to 292.40. January soybean oil down 48 cents to 39.75. Chicago wheat, March and May both down 6. March at 534.5, May at 545. Minneapolis wheat, March down 6.5 to 589, May down 6 at 597.5. Energy markets for today, also again relatively quiet but higher. February crude oil up 80 cents to 70.04, March up 74 cents to 69.55. January and February gas both up 3 cents. January at 196, February at 197. Reminder, markets are closed tomorrow. Join Chip Fleury for the complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN. And online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Energy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Corporate Transparency Act requirements are off the board. For now, we'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, ranchers, and small businesses are off the hook for now regarding the Corporate Transparency Act. Ken Backus, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says U.S. agriculture needs to be vigilant.
The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Texas granted a preliminary injunction on implementation of the Corporate Transparency Act. It seems there may be some questions on the constitutionality of the law. And so until the court can hear that further, they've granted a preliminary injunction. Now, the government has already appealed that to the Fifth Circuit. And so we're still waiting to see what's going to happen. We don't know if the Fifth Circuit Court is going to hear that opinion and hear that case by the end of this year. But it looks like there's going to be a delay, at least a nationwide delay on implementation of the Corporate Transparency Act for a little while.
The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network has suspended the requirement of farmers, ranchers, and small businesses to submit beneficial ownership information by January 1st.
FinCEN at the Treasury Department has suspended the reporting requirements for that January 1st deadline. So that means that we'll have a little while longer. But we're not out of the woods just yet, because if the court determines that preliminary injunction should be lifted, then FinCEN could go ahead and start enforcing this right away. So it's important that people continue to pay close attention to this and that they consult with their tax preparers and with their attorneys to make sure that they're doing what's best for their operation.
He talks about what farmers and ranchers should be doing, as the requirement is still looming as a distinct possibility.
For your personal operation, this is the time to really talk to your advisors, to your tax preparers, to your attorneys, and find out that if this moves forward, is this something that you will need to comply with? Now, keep in mind, FinCEN, while they are not requiring people to disclose that beneficial ownership information, they are accepting voluntary submissions. So if that is something that you decide to do, you can still do that. When you look at this overall, the rollout of this has been a flop on behalf of the Treasury Department, because of the 32 million plus small businesses that are affected, well, I think it was like less than 8 to 10 million have actually complied with this. This is a big, big issue. It's something that small businesses are going to be affected by But ultimately, it is going to take an act of Congress to go back and amend this, to make it right, and to not create a criminal class out of so many small businesses.
Kent Beckus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says the U.S. has prevailed in its dispute under the USMCA challenging Mexican biotechnology measures on GE corn imports. The USMCA panel agreed with the U.S. on all seven legal claims, finding that Mexico's measures banning imports of GMO corn from the U.S. were not based on sound science and undermined the market access that Mexico agreed to provide in the trade agreement. Mexico's measures ran counter to decades worth of evidence demonstrating the safety of agricultural biotechnology underpinned by science and risk-based regulatory review systems, said Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Under USMCA rules, Mexico now has 45 days from the date of the final report, December 20th, to comply with the panel's findings. In that major win of the USMCA dispute, so that Mexico violated its commitments under the USMCA, it's an incredible development for the nation's corn growers and rural communities, said Kenneth Hartman Jr., president of National Corn Growers. The outcome is a direct result of advocacy efforts of corn leaders from across the country, he said. Shoppers were buying more eggs to bake Christmas treats ahead of the holiday season. At the same time, U.S. wholesale egg prices were up 150% from last year. Reuters says the average retail price of a dozen eggs surpassed $3.60 in November, $2.50 higher than the prices in January. September's average price was even higher at $3.80 a dozen. Retailers didn't want to push shoppers away during the busy holiday season, so they've been slow to raise their prices to pass on the higher costs. However, those price hikes could come in early 2025. The main factor pushing egg prices higher, bird flu. The virus has wiped out 123 million chickens, turkeys, and other poultry in 49 states since the outbreak began in 2022. Nationwide, the laying hen flock in October was 3% lower than in 2023 at approximately 315 million birds. Congress did pass an end-year bill that includes a continuing resolution extending current levels of federal funding until March, including the extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. However, the National Association of Conservation Districts was disappointed the package didn't include Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding. The failure to include conservation funding in an end-of-year bill foregoes an incredible opportunity, said NACD President Kim LaFleur. Unfortunately, it reflects Congress's increasing inability to negotiate and pass common sense solutions, she said. The American Farmland Trust was also let down by a lack of conservation funding. Conservation programs are popular, oversubscribed, and a key to helping producers remain profitable and build resilience to extreme weather, AFT said in a release. By transferring those dollars to build the Farm Bill conservation baseline, Congress could have ensured additional conservation funding to meet the high demand. Calves and cattle on feed for the processing market in the United States for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 12 million head on December 1st. That inventory level was slightly below December 1st of 2023. Placements in feedlots during November totaled 1.8 million head, 4% below the same time in 2023. Net placements totaled 1.74 million head. Now, during November, placements of cattle and calves weighing less than 600 pounds were 495,000 head, 600 to 699 pounds were 420,000 head, and 700 to 799 pounds totaled 37,500 head. Now, markings of fed cattle during November totaled 1.73 million head. That was 1% below the November of 2023 levels. Other disappearances totaled 55,000 head during November, which was 2% higher than 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen with the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Warmer temperatures are expected for the Christmas Day holiday in our ag weather forecast, but with the warmer temperatures, there'll be a lot of fog and cloudy days ahead of us, with sunshine looking to be absent over the next few days. Now, a late week weather system looks to bring in rain, as temperatures will be in the mid-30s to low 40s. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs low 30s, light winds becoming southeast at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, patchy fog late with steady temperatures in the mid-20s, south winds at around 5. For Christmas Day, cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, highs mid-30s, south winds at around 5. For Thursday, cloudy, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the upper 30s and southeast winds at around 10. For Friday, a 60% chance of rain, highs upper 30s. For Saturday, cloudy, a 50% chance of rain, highs low 40s. Looking ahead for Sunday, the clouds stick around and a slight chance of rain. Highs once again in the low 40s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The snow is falling. It's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me? I only want you. Christmas, baby, I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself. I ain't gonna write no letter, send nor to the pole. It's what I'm wanting this year. Saint Nick don't need to know. Christmas, babe, I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, pick it, Rudolph. What about it, Frosty? On your Christmas stockings, I'll find that mistletoe. Let's get into the holiday spirits. Honey, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. I only want you. Christmas, baby, I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself.
city streets, crowded shoppers and busy feet, and every smile just seems to say, we're having some happy holidays. Twinkling lights on Christmas trees, kids up on old Santa's knee, and busy lines on telephones sending a Merry Christmas home. Bells are ringing everywhere, season spirits in the air, up and down the avenue. Holiday dreams are coming true, a choir singing songs of cheer, carols we all love to hear, and Rudolph with his blowing nose, and lovers under mistletoe. Christmas cards, reindeer out in the yard, and Frosty with his eyes of cold, and presents wrapped in pretty bows, and sidewalks full of happy eyes, flakes falling from the sky, and boys and girls at the big parade to see Saint Nick up on his sleigh. The scene is set, it's beautiful. Sounds of peace, joy and love from all of us, we'd like to say, have yourself some happy holidays.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells.
Christmas Day.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away, is the bluebird. Here to stay, is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Meadow, we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away, is the bluebird. Here to stay, is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kitties knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, walking in a winter wonderland.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the fallen snow, the magic in the frosty air, that feeling everywhere. It must have been the pretty lights that glistened in the silent night, or maybe just the stars so bright that shined above you. The midnight ride upon a sleigh, the countryside all dressed in white, that crazy snowball fight. It could have been the steeple bell that wrapped us up within its spell. It only took one kiss to know it must have been the mistletoe. Whoa.
fire, the falling snow, the magic in the frosty air that made me love you. On Christmas Eve, a wish came true, the night I fell in love with you. It only took one kiss to know it must have been the mistletoe. It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the falling snow, the magic in the frosty air, that feeling everywhere. It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the falling snow, the magic in the frosty air that made me love you. It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire.
Old toy trains and little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells, bringing old toy trains and little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and his jingle bells, bringing old toy trains and little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Hey, little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed?
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Well, gone away is the bluebird, and here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. We'll face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Brown. Well,
He'll sing top a top of Mr. Snowman when chapel bells are ringing all around. And later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. We'll face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden and Congress have given the troops a raise. This year's defense policy bill